Sweeties.
Hey everyone, I'm Wah.
And I'm Chris, and welcome to DocuSweeties.
We're two longtime friends who discuss the riveting and sometimes trashy world of reality TV and docuseries.
Yes, but through our own lens, which can be, it can be chilly, it can be rainy, it can be stormy, it can be, it can be a little nipply, and then at the end of the day, hopefully mildly sweet. Hi! Hello, welcome to, this podcast you're listening to, and today we'll be discussing 90 Day Fiancé, Season 10, it's Episode 17, You May Now Kiss the Bride. Honey, you can kiss her, but only under the eyes of Islam. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. Sam, save it for the last minute. I can start with them if they want. Should we just get them? Let's talk about them. Okay. Sam and Citra. What an interesting chain of events. So they're on their way home from Sam's conversion to Islam, where me and you, we know that he has not, we feel like as people, done his due diligence in aligning his soul and spirit for the rest of eternity with a religion that he knows nothing about at all, or even understands religion, even, I think, the word enough to, it's remarkable. And it's also remarkable how he hasn't ever been shown what it's like to even be faithful to a religion. He is so, and I mean this, scarily, mind-numbingly somewhat ignorant to how things work in society that to me it ruffles my feathers, my mental feathers, how we all have grooves in our brain. Sometimes watching him make them stand straight. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. My grooves, I don't know.
It makes the grooves in your brain
stand straight.
Stand straight.
That's how anxious it feels.
Rapper, same thing. He's so wildly wrong. And so is that motorcycle in your front yard. Your that motorcycle just drove through your home. Did you know that? Can you call
the cops? I can do nothing about it.
I'm worried for you because they came. They drove into your bedroom and have honked the horn. Okay. So Sam is he's a buffoon. It's foolish, everything that's happened. And thank God Herman is there to right these wrongs. Could you imagine?
Yes.
Herman must be like, wow, I am so glad I came, because they would have had my daughter. This man would have led my daughter down a hell haram path to have this preacher then bless their union. Because no, we got to get rid of that pastor. Not only can the pastor not do it, we have to actually ask him to leave, because his Christian presence is mucking up all of the Islam Holy Spirit. Now, I don't know if there's one of those, but that's what it feels like.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, in what world would you not know that you're about to marry someone who's so intensely this religion that they want you to convert, that you probably should make sure that the person that's marrying you isn't marrying you in a different religion. But that's how ingrained he is in Christianity, where marriage is of course he's gonna, the preacher is gonna marry us, Christ, just because Christ invented marriage. It's like that kind of thing where where it's because also every time this person has ever seen a wedding or been to a wedding, and I'm not saying he's been to five-star weddings, but anytime this person has, they've done the thing. Well,
love three-star
is patient,
hotel,
love is kind. Dearly beloved, we've gathered here today. Love is patient, love is kind. Jesus bays, name, amen, kiss each other, bye. And I get that. It's why there's a predominant, especially in times before, in media, one culture as American were presented, which is a white Christian culture, why you see the majority of that. So the idea that that's not it is so wildly not understandable. You know, I think it's, yeah, I think it's.
I mean, let's go back to the.
We're Christian. So like we know what it's like to like, you know, it's crazy. I'm trying to think of how this, but this person is slow a little bit. Like just, for other reasons, we know that, you know, like,
and this I mean, man slow said to that understand. They celebrate Yom Kippur. So yeah, why do we saying. Even have it? Yom Kippur happened and now we can't expect nothing. Yom Kippur was better. Said and now. Yeah. We are expecting him to, over the last couple of weeks of being in Citra's presence, maybe pick up some stuff. But Citra doesn't care because Citra's haram too in the bar drinking Mai Tais. Like, Citra is not, like, it's only the dad that's, like, trying to make sure these things are happening. And everyone else is, they're very, there's lukewarm Christians. She is lukewarm in her Islam. who am I to say that? I don't know her life. Anyways.
Honey, she's tap. You know, she's tapped.
She's tap water. She's not stopping this man from making all the wrong moves. But she looks great. And her sisters are very supportive of it. And I feel like she looked better in that white dress than she did in her hunter green. I mean, because she could have put makeup on. There was nothing stopping her from putting makeup on and having like a fantastic, fabulous face. While she went to the mosque, because I've seen the modest girlies throw down. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? We've seen it. We've seen Shida
sure.
Throw down. So it's just like, it felt like she wasn't really that interested in looking great for the first wedding. But the second one, she's like, oh, no, please pull out all the stops I require to get my hair and my face done. Now, here's what happens. He's freaking out. Because he's like, I don't know what to do. How can I get somebody just real quick? And my thought is, well, somebody better get online and just sign up to be a preacher real quick. Or sign up to like be an officiant. Because you could just do it. I don't know how fast it is. But like, he's like, I need somebody now. And I'm like, you know somebody who's done this. And guess what? Lo and behold, he does. I'm so glad that he said something to the brother who knew. Because the brother's like, why don't you just have Luke do it? And he's like, what? He's like, yeah, Luke totally did it like a year ago or so. And I'm like, Sam, you need to know more about your siblings, number one. Number two, then we go to Luke. And Luke is like, yeah, sure I can. Okay, I got you.
Miracles hard. It's hard because that is so convenient.
But aren't you a person? You could marry yes, people.
I'm glad you brought it up. I can do it right now. I can marry. Listen, I have so much power that if you are listening to this podcast with someone else in the room, in the car, I have right now the power to just marry you both with a state. Like that's me. That's my power because this is what's been given to me by the Universal Life Church. Like all I do is say it and you're married. So like wherever you are, I'm gonna tell you right now, wherever you are, if you've always wanted to be married and the person that like you're with, you know, like maybe you've asked them, they've said no, but like, here's your chance. Just look at them right now. I'm gonna do it. Ready? Mm-hmm. You're married.
This is one of these.
You like, may kiss the really bride, honey. You may not kiss the bride
that you had. And if you just put it out there on social media that you could officiate and people were fans of you, how much would you charge to go and marry people? I would charge. Okay. I would charge them $1,200 because I need to be able to pay for my room and board to come to wherever it is that you need me to come. And then the rest of it, I can pocket.
You know, I didn't know if that was going to like, okay, I require the nearest 4 to 5 star hotel, my choosing. I get to pick 5 star for sure. 4 star I pick. And then you can give me like a basic room though, honestly. Now I would like to get on my American Express, my platinum, so I can just like get the bump up or whatever, God bless, and the points, whatever. And then I think, and also my ticket. And then I think I just require on top of that, $5,000.
Oh, that's a lot.
Okay. $3,000.
Okay. I mean, if they're doing it for the like novelty the love of having it? You, Chris Farah.
Okay. Here's the thing. If you get it on the ground floor, I'll give it to you for $1,000 to $1,500.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm going to get good. Real fast. And my name is going to be like booked. And so that's where it's going to go up real fast, you know, like, and I think that could my Cameo thing be like, I marry people in Cameo if I ever join Cameo.
Oh, yeah. That way they wouldn't have to pay all the other stuff and it would just legitimately be like a good 30 minutes for you. And then you just come in, you do the thing, and then you leave. But the problem is that you don't get the free alcohol, the hors d'oeuvres. You don't get to dance.
Hors d'oeuvres? Mm. I need not to have free alcohol in public. I don't trust myself. You know, I'm now to the age now where like, I don't look cute all the time. People be taking pictures and I don't, it's me. You know, it's like, it's my fault. You know, I get sloppy and I get it sloppy fast.
Okay. Yeah, I get you. I feel that. I feel that. But anywho.
I'm like Brandy, Clayton's so sister.
They get married. Oh, let's move on to Clayton. Okay.
I know.
They get married, right? It's great. Then he carries her over the threshold into the room because he's got a lot of just cum building up inside of him. And he can't wait to get it out. Like the way that they're talking about, I'm just like, these two, no people have never been more horny for each other than these two. And he's just like, it's been a real big buildup. And I'm just like, what is he going to come out the gate and do to her? He's going to have to like be gentle and smooth because she's got to like, it's her first time. Allegedly.
Yeah.
I feel like they have been, I feel like they have been.
No way. Mai Tais? That Mai Tai night.
In
that house with that dad and the Huntington Beach shirt and like nothing else happening. Absolutely fucking not. They've been fucking. She's, you know, like that, there's a reason why she's tap cold. And I get it. I'm not saying she's wrong. I'm not saying she's wrong. Mm-mm. Please. You think I'm not shaming anyone. I definitely am not like you have to wait to have sex until marriage. All I'm saying, and I get why she has to play the part. Okay. But me to you, all I'm saying is us. We're just mm-mm. us. Me, uh-huh. you,
in this room,
your new husband, whatever, your new wife, who's ever in the room mm-hmm. with you.
Your husband and your wife.
Yeah, your new SNO that I gave you. I hope we register somewhere smart. But like, I feel like they have always talked about sex in a way and also like bodily things that has made me not happy. And the same kind of thing with Brandon and Mary, you know, like the way that these young kids talk about sex within each other as a relationship stuff is you know, it's like I'm vomiting, you know, it's just like, you know, I don't like it. You know? I don't like it. It makes me upset. I'm giving you like a visceral reply, you know, like I don't like it. It isn't sexy. It's gross. I'm like, it feels like babies poking at, it's not for me. Anyway, go ahead. I'm going to tell myself all. I don't like what I'm saying.
Okay, great. Because I was, where are you going with this? That's fine. All right, let's move on to, you already mentioned them, and I forgot who it was, but let's talk about them. Oh, Clayton and Annalie. Are they these two fools? Okay. When did they take this picture? Because she seems to mildly like him here. Now, it's the next day, and he's sitting, it's wedding day. He is sitting at the space. Maybe I can start from the beginning instead of just going from my memory.
Oh yeah, let me get you there. He's actually back at the place now, and what he does is she calls her mom, mm-hmm. and we start with her. She calls her mom, and she's on the bed, and she calls her mom and is like basically like, "Oh, mom, let me tell you what happened. We got in a fight over a stripper, and now he just keeps asking me about the stripper, and we keep getting in fights, and it's so annoying." And we also like are like, "Okay, well, you just came out with him publicly, like your dad or whatever. Like, you don't even know that you're dating this person. Like, what's your mom? We don't even really know where your mom's at. You barely like talk to this person." So the mom, out of the blue, because we don't know what her like POV is like, "Oh, but everyone fights. You've done so much. You can't just like give up the past 2 years of your life of putting up this relationship, you know, like just go do it, you know, and like basically like you better get married." And then we go to him, and then he does I know I just got done vomiting telling you about how I feel about Sam and whatever, like Citra's sex, but this is also just crazy. But he then is trying to text her to be like, "Hey, we're getting married today." And this is one weird part. They're in the same home, but they want to make it seem like he has no idea where she is and there are no other people in the home helping her. There's no hairdresser, there's no makeup person to have even checked to see if she's getting ready or whatnot. Like it's almost like she's Rapunzel in a different fucking tower. But anyway, so he texts her and he's like, "Hey baby, Cheeky, I love you so much, Cheeky Booby. I want, you know, can't wait to spend the rest of my life with you." And then he like proceeds to do like a voice note of guinea pig sound kisses. He's I can't even tell you. I mean, like, you know, I listen, it happened.
And I'm like, mm-mm. She what? Eats that. She eats what you're talking about. Also, we already know that her mother is like aboard. For some reason, her mother and her father are not in the same space because she, remember, she called her mother by the pool a couple of episodes ago. So of course the mom is like, hey, you're already there, girl. Just do the thing. You've already done the scam. You're at the precipice. Remember we talked about this, mija? We talked about this, mi amor. You are going to marry this American. Okay, there's no time for all of the shenanigans of cold feet and nonsense.
We're eating those guinea pigs. Mm-hmm. No, she doesn't want anything, guinea pigs. But like, you know, I mean, I don't know if they're nobody, but like, you know, the mother is like a little stage mommy.
Yeah, she then text messages Clayton and is like, hey, my daughter's upset. Like, stop being weird to her. Okay, and just make this shit work. And he's just like, I don't know how to take like what the mother is saying. And I'm like, what do you mean you don't want to take it? Just take that advice and stop complaining about your wife and these strippers, because she's not going to leave you for an American stripper. So relax. And so they continue to get ready. Chris clocks it 100%. He acts as though he can't just go knock on her room and be like, yo, do you want to get married or no? He literally goes to the venue, sits there and cries with Cameron, and Cameron is like, oh man, that sucks, and like tap tap on the back because of this thing that's happening that he created and that he wants to blame Brandy for. It's so weird.
The friend does the best job the friend can do to kind of sit there and nod when he says things and is like, oh shit. And then he's like, let me just tell you the two things that could happen. Either get married, which is like the best day of your life, or she stands you up on that aisle and just all your family just like really sees what a fucking loser you are. And they already knew because of the closet mom thing. But this really just like puts the nail in the coffin. I mean, or whatever. Sorry. Yeah. But yeah, Brandy is there dressed up. We see Brandy at one point with hair that we know Brandy did not do herself, which means on the premises is a person doing hair. And if Brandy has her hair done, guess who also is getting her hair done? Clayton's mom. Just kidding.
Anna Lee,
obviously. Like, there's a, you know, like, so... Like, why I bring this up is because I want to believe, like you, that she's not going to come. And if this is what is in fact happening, I still would be like, how is this not real? Because of what I'm saying, like, they are making it seem like she is rolling around on her bed, like in a white nightie with unwashed hair and no makeup on, while Clayton is in his full, like, you know, tuxedo or whatever. He looks fine. He looks good. He actually looks pretty good. And his friend is like, yeah, you don't look as bad as I thought you were going to look. You know, honestly, like his friend is doing the most, you know, his friend's doing the most. Brandy gets there, you know, and he's like, yeah, you know, his mom gets there. They're all like, oh, hey, what's up, Clayton? And he's like, I don't know if I'm going to get married. And both women are kind of like, yeah, well, I don't know either.
Oh my gosh.
What a day we are having. We're also lethargic.
We're here. Let's just try to say that something might happen. We do get a sentimental scene where we find out that he lost a brother and they set out a chair for the brother as symbolic. So I wonder, I really want to go back to Brandy saying that Clayton will never leave the mother, and it's actually quite sad. And I just want to know more. I want to know, give me more Brandy and give me more of what's happening.
I cannot believe, and I mean this, I cannot believe that wasn't made a scene. Like, if I was the producer, the minute I heard that, I'd be like, next scene is fucking... she's going to have to ask him what her life's going to be, because that to me is so dramatic. And like, it's like far supersedes what we're talking about now. Like, if she was like, Clayton, I need to know that in your mind, you don't think that we're going to live the rest of our lives. So she, you know, with your mother, is that what you think? And Clayton is going to be like, yeah, I mean, I can't leave my mom, you know, whatever. And she's going to be like, what? And he's like, look, you know, and maybe this is where he's like, I mean, this is horrible, but this is all makes sense if he was like, Anna Lee, my brother died. And when that happened, I just became the, you know, my mom's emotional, you know, caregiver. And she can be like, Clayton, that's not what your whole job in life is. You can't put that on yourself. Like, what a beautiful conversation. This is my fake conversation that could have happened of what we've been given as like this emotional turmoil, but instead we're given this. Now, I'm having said that, it's still great if she leaves him at the
It'd be so great. It'd be so
runaway bride, so Hattie, if she does. How great, you know, like
great TV. Okay. Next couple who get married, Gino and Jasmine. And we actually got a couple of pictures of Gino without his hat, and he looks so much better.
Yes.
Oh my God.
He looks almost more the weird thing is he looked instantaneously more at peace and more confident in himself without the hat on, even though it's not how he feels. But I like without it in the picture, I was like, oh my God, it's like a man. And then immediately he puts the hat back on and becomes Gino.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know it.
It's very interesting.
I know.
So it's their wedding day and he finds a backup hat to have. I mean, it's a whole thing where Coco is for some reason with him. Like Coco can't be there while she's getting dressed, I guess. It's too much of a distraction.
She can't see. If Coco's, Coco can't see her.
Okay. That's what it is. So Dana and Dana and Gino go to are at the venue and like they're running errands and they got Coco and they love talking to Coco. Coco is fully a part of the conversation. They're like, isn't that right, Coco? And Coco's like, rough.
Wait, do you see Amanda? There's some person named Amanda there that's one of the nieces, and Amanda's wearing like a 90s dress like we haven't seen in a minute. Like it's smocked. It's like this like black. It's like, you know, it's smaller flower print on a black background. The minute I saw it, I was like, oh.
Take us back. Carol.
Yeah.
Cargon, take me away. Yeah. So she's doing that. And then we cut to Jasmine, who's getting ready. And her makeup artist is like, you look great. And everything's going to be perfect. And it's really hyping her up. And Jasmine's like, I don't have my family here. And so it's not perfect. But I'm so happy to be marrying Gino, my gringo bonito. So she doesn't have a mic on her the whole time. I don't know what happened if her mic died, but the whole time, and there's no boom. So Jasmine, to me, when I was watching it, I was like, I can't hear her as much. I just feel like she isn't mic'd up. But it was just, she ends up calling her sister, hola chica. And she has to try not to cry because of the makeup, but her hair is done and it's slick. She's given a very demure, I mean, it's sexy, but it is very demure for her.
I was surprised, and so were you. I mean, it must have been a choice because, you know, one thing we know about her is that it was very hard for her to give up her extensions when she came to America. You know what I'm saying? Like she talked about it. She really likes those extensions. And it was like a whole storyline about him giving her extensions from America, like literally hair and her, it's like storylines. Now, to me, I'm like, oh, I wonder if she's going to get extensions for her big day, you know, because this is like, listen, this is our princess day. You know, this is the day you get to do whatever the fuck you want to do. You know, in life, you get to do the things you want to do. And if this person wants extensions, she wants fake hair in her hair, just seems like the day to get it done, you know? And so the minute I saw her in that chair, I'm like, oh my God, we're going to get extensions. But no, she has a lovely person doing her hair and makeup. And at first they don't even have like lashes on her, and she calls her sister and then she puts lashes on her and she looks absolutely elegant and like soft pink neutrals. Her hair is pulled back, you know, like middle part slicked back in that way. It's very refined. I mean, it's very classic. I mean, she did not look overdone at all, you know? And it's so interesting because she obviously toggles in between giving us like a lot and having it be like over the top and fake in this. And this whole season has been a low key trying to like revamp her image, you know, like we're trying to get out of her being mentally unstable, like sex obsessed kind of, you know, Jasmine to, you know, and also money obsessed to the more like demure, I don't need my hair. I just love Gino and I'm letting his family in. And by the way, I miss my own kids because I'm like the greatest mother. I also fear being a horrible mother. I'm humble about it, you know, like, and then here's my, you know, like beautiful, you know, natural look. I mean, if I was reading this, that's like my theory.
Yeah. It's very interesting, but it's only happened within the last two or three episodes. Like after they got back from Miami, that's really when she like calmed down. But before that, she was still acting a fool. So crying because and like stomping up the stairs.
She's the only thing that gives drama. Like he can only react to drama and maybe like, because the other thing is, well, his girlfriend has never been on it. Like,
but he did send her nude. He did send her nudes and that caused a little bit of drama. That was great.
He did that, but he did it like kind of off camera and he just had to say it. Like he's not, you know, something like, and then she reacts to it. It's interesting because they have brought other people on. They've never brought his ex on TV. We haven't seen her. We've seen her off camera, like on the social media. So this person is like somewhat out there, but for whatever purposes, they've not thought it necessary to give it to her. Give us her is what I want to say.
So Uncle Daddy Marco walks her down the aisle and he's like, I approve of this situation. At first I didn't because I didn't know what was going on, but now I approved it. Now here's the truth. I know we're usually hard, at least I am, usually hard on the American families who are very much, you know, like she's using you for the green card. But I think with this specific family is they have evidence or they've gone through this before with Gino's ex-wife who did the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so that is why they're like that with Jasmine. And so for me, mm-hmm. I'm like, I can give them a get out of jail free card because it's not like they've haven't experienced this with Gino and his awkwardness and him going after women who are not as interested in him. And now they're like, and I think Jasmine is more beautiful probably than any girl he's ever been with. And so they're more suspicious about it. But she gets walked down the aisle and he like sees her and she sees that there's a laptop. So she's very excited because that's a surprise that her family gets to see the wedding and they get to the altar and they have their vows and they read their vows and he starts to cry, which I was like, oh good. Now I'm hyper aware of it. Since Chris, you were the one who told me that a man should cry at a wedding when they see the woman. So now I'm like, oh, okay. Men should cry at seeing their wives. Go ahead.
What'd you think? First of all, like that isn't just something that I made up, you know, like it isn't
Okay. Say you made it up. I'm sorry. You were the one who told me about it.
Yeah. His vows were interesting. It's so, how does I say it? His vows were rudimentary and her vows were beautiful. Her vows were written like English is her first language. His vows were written like English is his third language. You know, like he was like, Jasmine, I promise to always love you and be with you for the rest of time. And she's like, Gino, you know, passionately, I adore the ground you walk on. And like, she just like used bigger words and, it was, I don't know, just the sentence structure was better. It was just like, she's just like, she really killed it. And he, you know, I don't know. He really couldn't get through it though. His crying was intense, but I mean, everyone was happy to see it, you know. At first, I guess I'm like, I don't know why I thought there'd be more people there. There's not a lot of people at this wedding.
Mm-mm. It's like and then maybe some coworkers, you know?
Yeah, like I thought there'd be just more people with his family. I thought the family that we saw were like his like family, like the immediate, and there's going to be like also a bunch of uncles and cousins that we don't know, like run around, and that then there'd be like people that he worked with, and then there'd be like, but yeah, it's slim pickings anyway. But you know what? I just started reading about micro weddings, so this felt like a micro wedding.
You started reading about micro weddings, meaning mm-hmm. that people who have weddings that are small, yeah, mm hmm. That does happen.
Yeah, like real fancy weddings, tiny weddings, like for 20 people.
But real fancy.
Well, I mean, like all the things that you'd want in a wedding.
So not, okay, I see what you're saying.
Beautiful dinner, free-flowing alcohol, maybe there's a DJ, I mean, maybe you dance, you know, I don't know. I mean, like, I could have a micro Britney wedding, you know? I mean, I don't, you know, where, I mean,
Britney themed, where, Britney Spears themed? You want to?
I guess in my mind, I was like, wedding? I mean, like, I would have a micro wedding, and then at one point in the wedding,
Britney Spears
atmosphere, would be a, oh. there'd be a DJ, and then like there'd be like spots in the night for different parts of like my musical journey from the 90s to the aughts to now. You know?
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I mean, I'm really interested in this. I'm trying to think, like, could I have a micro wedding? No, I don't come from a family where that would
a micro
be
acceptable. Family.
Yeah. I don't come from that where that would be acceptable. So I don't know how people, I cannot get my parents to not tell people when I visit, you know what I mean? So like if I were getting married, oh, they would tell everyone in the world. And then I would then feel obligated to invite everyone. I wouldn't, but that would be a huge point of contention and they would fight me on it.
You know what's like so sad, and this is what you can't do, but would it be great if like you could just like be like, okay, I'm getting married, and then you release your gift registry, and then you invite to the wedding like the people that got you gifts.
Oh.
And people that you like.
Yeah. I forget you get gifts at weddings.
That's the only reason to get married.
I mean, the dance.
You get the outfit at your house.
The food and the dance.
Yeah, and then, yeah.
Okay,
so let's talk about this.
Move on. So,
yeah.
Rob and Sophie. Okay, so no, those are the three people who have gotten married because, again, you guys, we are on a show called 90 Day Fiancé, where the American has put up money and all their information to the government to sponsor a visa for someone that they are in a relationship with and in love with to come to the US on that visa. And that visa's stipulations indicate that that person that you bring over, you must legally marry them within 90 days. Now we have Rob and Sophie who are not quite at the wedding yet, but then later on, we are going to have a couple who haven't even decided on getting married. So it's really interesting what this show, they forced us upon us. They foisted, you know, upon us. Now, okay, Rob and Sophie. So I guess the mom didn't go home. I was confused about that because for some reason I thought Sophie's mom left and went back to London and then came back for the wedding, but I guess she didn't. And there is this harebrained scheme for her to spend the night in the Roche Motel, one bedroom with no bathroom. But before that, we have a scene where Sophie wants to be cute with Rob because they're working on their relationship. And she has to show him that she's loyal to him and that she loves him. So now they're at the gym working out together because that's what loyal couples who want to stay hot and fit do, is they go to the gyms together and work out. And she's like, can I hug you? And he's like, yeah. And she's like, are you all sweaty? And he's like, no. And so she goes to hug him. And he, in fact, is sweaty.
Yeah. I mean, that's to be expected. Listen, if you are a hot piece and you're dating a hot piece and your hot piece, whoever you are, goes to the gym, you better as fuck go with them. Because the gym is like the place for hot pieces to hook up with other hot pieces. And I'm telling you, you got to be on that. You can't just like be like, you got to be there right fucking there.
Okay. So that's good advice. So if I start to date somebody who likes to go to the gym, I should wiggle my way in to be like, can I go to the gym with you? Good idea.
And I'm not saying you have to like follow them around the entire time. I think you should work out too, because I like the idea of this man knowing that if any time he walks into the cardio section, he can't suddenly have like a girl look at him. And also his girl is being looked at as well to mind their P's and fucking Q's.
So she's now trying to not make anything be wrong. She wants to keep everything super calm because she's really excited for the wedding. And so she's in her bag trying to be the nice bestest girlfriend that a camera could ever pick up. Then she goes to a flower shop with her mom to go and get the roses.
Oh, and, this part.
The bouquet.
I'm sorry, this part is crazy. So they walk into this flower shop, okay? And she's like, I'm just looking around and I just want to see a flower for the bouquet. So we're like, oh, is this they know that you're getting married? Like, if you already been talking to this person, the person's like, well, what are your colors? She's like, well, the theme is pink and blue.
I was so upset.
Is your theme a gender reveal of a baby? I mean, literally, any kind of pink, any kind of, there's a billion kind. Look at the blue that Wa's wearing right now. Look, I mean, like, what are you talking about? And so this girl's like, okay, well, I have some options. What really? Options?
Yeah. What do you have? Just so many pink and blue flowers is about the place. I was like, what is this wedding? This is ugly. This scheme is ugly. I'm like, okay, what color pink could she go with that is going to complement what color blue? So then I'm like, Easter, pastel. That's the only, like any other. So then I'm like, this is an ugly wedding. I'm not here for it.
I like literally thought of like a gender reveal style where it's like just little baby pink and little baby blues together where you're like, is it a girl? Is it a boy? You know, like that's what it reminds me of. Like, you know, like we're living in a world where girls have, you know, like my colors are, you know, blush, you know, and blush and bashful, you know, like, you know, where it's like so specifically to either pinks or like, you know, where I'm doing neutral tan in champagne, you know, where it's like blue and pink is so funny, you know, like, I guess, I don't know, either certain color combinations that are just so like 90s, right? If you tell me you're doing black and red or something, that's like the most 90s idea, you know, to me or whatever. Like there were a lot of black and red weddings at some point in the 90s. To me, that's how that looks to me. But you know, like red roses, I kind of look like at a wedding, like, you know, like mm-hmm. I think that things have changed. Like even if you tell me like purple, I'd be like, oh cool, what kind of purple? It's like, yeah. Immediately that's like being like, it's like saying I want a rose. Oh okay, what color rose? Like it's like you need, yeah. That's like the entry part of like 10 more questions before I would even be like, let me show you an option. Okay, but yeah. Anyway, that's not, yeah, where we're at. Also, side note is really thinking about the fact that Sophie comes from wealth. Sophie's family's whole wealthy, and I'm not saying, okay, having said this, Claire, who I've fallen specifically to know that I'm in love with her in this episode. I do love Claire. I mean, I'm not in love with her, but I do love Claire as a character. And I'm so happy that she's been on it, because without her, I'm realizing how horrible and unwatchable they would have been. Claire brought it. And I mean, in a big way. Claire's mouth did. Claire's eyelashes did. I love everything about her. I really, really like her. I like am mad though that, like, again, I'll never leave it down that Claire like is supposedly like coming from such wealth or whatever, and Sophie like made it on her own. What hotel is she at that she's like, I don't want to stay here anymore. I want to sleep on an air mattress on the floor. Okay. One other thing is that she's like, I do get the fact that he lives in some area, I think of Inglewood, that's by LAX. This is, and that's why sometimes they can be like in like Playa del Rey fast. Like I'm trying to understand like where exactly he lives, like in the South region, equal access to LAX. But at the same time, by LAX is so many hotels that, and I just like, she is an elder lady to the point that I know that a woman that had some discretionary income, not even a lot, would need, like, I just can't imagine. I mean, who can be on a flight for like 10 hours and then sleep on an air mattress when you're I love you 60? What? And you have like some money. I'm just, what world, am I being privileged? Tell me, I'm not 60, but I'm saying it's like my day. I mean, like no older person can sleep on an air mattress in Rob's house, having had some money, and then be on a plane for 10 hours.
You're what? Right. You're right.
I know it.
It was so weird. But also Rob, his childishness with the mom too is so weird too. He's like, oh, I can tell your mom's finna go, so I'm not gonna go. I'm like, what the hell? What's wrong with you? So then, okay. So we have the mom come to the house, and of course he has an attitude. And he's like, listen, not too much on how small this apartment, this place is, okay? And like, the mother's like, well, Rob, you're being rude. I didn't even say anything. You're being rude. And look, listen, I'm going to tell you right now, the way that they speak completely takes me out of them having
money.
Yeah. So.
Oh, of course.
So it's like, Rob, you did whatever. And then she's like, okay, I can tell my mom's about to pop off, so let me take her outside. So they go outside and then they talk or whatever. And then the mom comes back in. Okay, Rob, I'm sorry. When I'll get upset, I'll get fuss. And I'm like, girl, you are too old to be behaving this way. But really is what we needed, because otherwise we'd have sulking Rob over here being weird. So he sets up the bed and she's like, oh, Rob, you did like a turn down service the way they do in hotels. And I was like, a turn down service? Mom, that's not it. He just rolled the thing. He just took the sheet and put it back. He just like folded it and then brought it back. And she's like, oh, thanks, Rob.
Where's my chocolate? I had no chocolate on the pillow.
I know. He
where are the sandals? I want my little filthy sandals out by the bed. Rob.
I love Claire. Claire really.
How do they have money? And what is the money? And why, like, and what is the thing? And is it like, I just want to know, is this like,
you know, I could be prickly. I could be prickly, Rob. And I'm trying not to be prickly.
Well, how my nerves like a prickly. I know, I can't do it. She's just like, thanks. I mean, she's just, yeah, like, it's so interesting how accents in that little island, really small island to me, can vary so wildly depending on geographic placement and social economic class. And I'm saying that in my ignorance as Americans, because we know that like there are certain tropes in America and that like that maybe if you talk this way, you probably aren't coming from like a bunch of educated, you know, wealthy ancestors, you know, like, and that's like, you know, God bless, like, that kind of thing.
Okay. Cause we have that, like, I would say in the Carolinas type area, I would get a little confused because to me, I would have to hear of like the Murdaugh people. To me, I'm like, okay, they have generations of money, but maybe what happens is that Sophie's mom is like a Murdaugh, where there's generations of money, but you still can't take the marshes out the person.
you can't hear the difference between their Southern accent and like Blaine.
Oh yeah, but they're from two different places. Like they're right. You know, Blaine is like from Mississippi.
But not every Southern accent. There are beautiful, yeah. I mean, Southern accents have very rich sounding Southern accents. Like, you know,
yes.
Like
Yes, they do. Yeah. But I'm saying sometimes I think I can't hear it off the bat. Like, and so maybe that's what I'm hearing with this mother, is that I'm unable to like, because obviously she doesn't speak like a royal, right? Like
obviously.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like a royal, but like maybe they're just generations of folks. I don't know. I'm just trying to be better. I'm trying to not be as shitty as I'm being about.
I'm being judgmental. Yeah.
I'm trying to not be that. Because Amy and Adele are like, they are fishermen's daughters to me compared to like.
I admit that I'm being judgmental for sure. I'm literally judging this woman based upon how she looks and how she talks. I mean, truly. I mean, it's and I'm doing it based upon her accent. And it's and A, it's bad that I'm doing it. B, I'm not trying to say this is why I'm doing it, but I can't tell you how many times I've watched My Fair Lady or read Pygmalion, you know, 1 billion times. One, just because, I don't know. And it's like, that's the thing that's like in my life. I just kept over just and kept over. Like, I know
just couldn't stop reading Pygmalion. Just
over like, and over again. George Bernard Shaw, over and over again, listening to the musical. I've entered this story twice in two realms. Plus there's a whole very famous movie. Mm-hmm. So like,
she's in her mind. You know, she's like, the rain in Spain stays mainly on the plane. Okay. And if it's not done in a certain way, the rain in Spain, Rob. It's the Rob for me. The moment that they say Rob, I'm like, oh, if they were like, Rob, hello, Rob.
I think that so this is one other thing. I think I have I'm a Francophile. I'm not like a huge, you know, like Anglophile, but I also feel like in England, don't they have even more of a, what I'm assuming, and tell me if I'm wrong, deference to elocution and the language taught in school. So for me, when I hear someone who speaks like that, I cannot imagine that they even went to a normal school. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you know,
but like, is that
really? We should be talking to Blighty Day Fiance about this. They would be able to help us out.
I know. That's exactly what to do. That's exactly what
to do. We got to talk to Robin to better understand what's going on.
Okay. We will. We will. That's such a great, oh my God, I want to. That's such a
We got to talk to them specifically about, I think that Michelle and Robin will be able to give us some insights. Okay. Anyways, so it ends on a good note because she was grateful for the blow up mattress. Why is she staying there in the first place? I don't know. It's unclear to me, but that's what we have. And Rob has an attitude. It just like seems weird. Like I could not sleep in a one space like with four other people. There's like snoring that happens and other things that are happening. Like I don't want to do it. So it's weird that they're even doing this. Okay.
I could not in my own life share space with them been doing like they're sleeping in a bed. Like they want to fuck and they want to like make out and I'm momming it up in this corner mattress being separated by like, I don't know, clothing racks. I mean, to me too much, but God bless, not to her. Last and certainly least. And I know I've made that joke before, but in this case also certainly least because they should not be on the show, which we have given you a dissertation of not just this episode, but we have spelled it along the entire series season. Of Nikki and Igor / Justin being, this is my only thought, that because we are in multiple cycles of this show, the producers have like their couples they're following and their crews that are following them. They have a season of footage of, let's just say, 3 to 5 months of whatever, 90 days, I don't understand, whatever the fuck it is, of someone, a couple. And then, you know, as the year progresses, they know what episodes, what seasons are about to happen. I cannot tell you why they're on 90 Day Fiancé. It really, truly feels like a mistake that was not caught until it was too late. Or they're not going to do before the 90 days anymore, or they couldn't wait. The footage would be too old, or like there had to have been something. I mean, yeah.
I do not know. We do start off this scene with him making a joke by showing his butt crack and a picture of her in the back of his shirt. I didn't understand, but she thought it was hilarious. And so did the camera crew because they just kept showing it to us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So then she has to go and I am taking my time with Nikki because today is last day with us together, and I am sad. And so they get into the car, and it's like, baby, I love you so much, and I'm so excited for you to come to the States, and like, I can't wait to see you. It's hard. It's really hard to go with sleeping with somebody for 2 weeks and then not. So,
I agree.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I think that when you want love and you want like companionship, when you have been gifted the feeling of someone else in your bed or in a bed or cuddling with them, it is as jarring to the nervous system as being torn from a mother's womb to suddenly have to be alone again. And I'm dying on the hill.
Okay. I don't feel that way. I'm like, can I have my own room? Like, I want to sleep by myself. Like I want to cuddle with you up until you go to sleep, and then I need my own space. So I cuddle, you go to sleep, because I'm not going to go to sleep. I can't sleep next to everybody. So I'm not gonna have a good sleep. So I need to get up and have my own space. And then, like, yes, do I miss having that person around? Yes, but the sleeping aspect, no, I can miss that all day. Now they get to the airport, and I'm seeing a lot of like people walking to and fro. They just seem to be in the way. Wherever they're standing, they seem to just be in everybody's way. So she says goodbye. Anyways, they don't get married because that's not what they're about on this show. They're not on 90 Day Fiance.
So basically, he goes to visit the mom. He's like, oh, before we leave, my mom wants to say goodbye. She's like, great, I love your mom, you know, or whatever. But she doesn't really speak ever any Moldovan, nor does she like ever even bring out her
das
phone.
Vidanya.
She says like spasiba and das vidanya. It's actually Russian she's speaking. So she goes there and then the mom is very cute, you know, and is like, I love you, you know, and here is a bag, you know, of sparkly things, you know, and like she looks through this bag and we're like, what is it? Like, can you please bring out the sparkly things? Can we look at them? Like, I was like, is it a bikini set? Is it bracelets? You know, like, and you could tell that Nikki was like, it's a gift from a mother's heart, which is so sweet, but it's like very much like, bless her little heart for giving, like, I think that Nikki is very much touched that, you know, that she, you know, had to be shown love and warmth, and she indefinitely shows, this woman love and warmth too. But yeah, it is like a, you know, pewter colored bag, and I'm just like, what is in it? It just feels like it's just like a bunch of junk. But you know, she's like, bye, okay, we're gonna leave now, okay, great. And then he drives slow, as he says, to the airport. And you know, yeah, like, she, it's so interesting, extensions look either great or crazy, you know. It's funny because we're people of the internet, and we, if you are on Instagram, maybe you've seen like this person named Britney Spears who like sometimes like runs around with like her extensions. Nikki's extensions at the airport looks just like Britney's extensions, which all that means is that those extensions are just not styled. And it's interesting how crazy extensions can look when they're just not styled.
Yeah. It almost makes me feel like you can't brush them. Because people don't brush their extensions or comb them or do anything with them because, like, it's bad.
Yeah, you know what? I think that it is. Yes, you're absolutely right. It's because they have been the night before or something styled, and the way that they have blended them is to curl them in such a way so that their normal, their natural hair is curled in with the extension and thus looks great. Like when you see Nikki in her confessionals, her hair is fucking perfectly laid or whatever, perfectly styled in such a way where you're just like, oh, the curls are uniform and everything is like done. But when you see her like with just the hair in the airport, you see where she hasn't brushed it because I think that she's afraid that the texture would then make her hair so super frizzy and puffy here, where you would then see a way texture change. So instead it just looks piecey, like, where in the best version, you're like, oh, it just looks like sex hair, but it doesn't. It looks messy. Now, it's just an unfortunate byproduct because it's like one of those things that, like, there's something about ultra glam looks, like, for instance, the girlies that are getting all of the filler and stuff, where that only becomes acceptable looking when you're then to the 11s. You know what I'm saying? Then when you want to just make it like a cute eight, it becomes too hard, you know, because it's like, you know, yeah, what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. What you're saying. Yes, I agree. I've seen that where they will over index on the glam. And then the days that they are unable to do that glam look, they look terrible. It looks like there's no in between. It's like, you either need to be on a 10 or 11, but you can't just come out as like a 7. You can't just put on a little mascara and like a little whatever and like go about your day. It just doesn't fit because now you've done all of this to look great and with makeup on.
Yeah.
And when you're not wearing the makeup, we can tell that you don't have a line, you know? So it's like, you always need to be wearing some level of makeup to define what your face looks like. I've seen it. There's whenever I see certain YouTube makeup people without their makeup, and then they're putting their makeup on. And it depends on, again, their aesthetic, but it does happen with people. If they don't have makeup on, they just look crazy. And it's because of that. So I think that you're very astute. Now, she obviously doesn't care because she's looking forward to having the glam the whole time. But yeah, to me, I don't love it, but he sends her off. He likes it. So who, you know, and her weird butt shape, you know, so here we go.
Loves that. You know, she's like, if you cheat on me, I will cut off your dick. And he's like, oh, how many dicks do you have to cut off until you're happy, lady? And they're just like, ha, ha, ha.
Yes.
It's a good one. Which yes. It was, you know, yes. And I'm happy they can joke and make laugh, you know, like.
He could make that joke.
I know. And she could have, of course. But yeah, I wonder like what my ideal version of them obviously would have been on Before the 90 Day. And as we've said, and I think that if we were able to have different conversations and not have to harp so much on whether she was sexually satisfied, just to act this episode, by the way, just be like, guess what? I am now. After the engagement party, we fucked and I feel good. My pussy's happy. So, okay, great. Like, oh, well, too bad we wasted 10 episodes fighting about that.
Yeah.
Also, I would have loved if you are such like a pop star and we're going to like end the whole season on your like really mediocre karaoke bullshit. I would have even loved a little more about her being a pop star in Moldova. Is there not one little press tour, not one gay club you can go to? I mean, come on, give us. I feel like there's so many more interesting things they could have done.
I mean, she did wear like a pink short pink outfit that I thought was cute with a beret and then she went on the lake and was like pedaling, but that's all. That was the height. That was the height of her in Moldova for me, was that little outfit. Okay, we're done with talking about them and this episode, you guys. So if you are like, oh my God, this was so great and I want more of these girls, I can help you do that. You can go to patreon.com/docusweeties. It's $10 a month. You get exclusive content such as a live every first Monday of the month and other stuff. And then if you can't do that though, go to patreon.com for $10 a month /docusweeties. Chris will tell you some of the free ways that you can support us and show your love. Chris?
Yes, show your love by going to our Instagram, liking and following all of our posts and just like sharing everything and just like always commenting and just being like, oh my God, you guys are the greatest. We are at DocuSweeties on Instagram, at DocuSweeties on X, on DocuSweeties. I think we're DocuSweeties 1 on X, DocuSweeties on TikTok. And we have a Facebook group, the DocuSweeties Podcast Facebook group. If you haven't yet, give us 5 stars. We definitely need them. And, you know, 5 stars for these 2 stars. Thank you so much again, though. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Bye.